Common ADHD quirks and how to manage them. Having ADHD is a mixed bag of fun and frustration. So many things are just different about us compared to neurotypical folks that it's sometimes hard to keep track of. It is important for us to feel seen and understood because, although we might be different, there is nothing inherently wrong with us. As with everyone, regardless of their neurotype, sometimes we need to understand why we are doing certain things so that we can better adapt or tweak our actions for the good of everyone. Let's explore some of the most common ADHD quirks and consider how to manage them. Common ADHD quirks and how to manage them. Most of us have poor bladder control. When we get locked into a hyperfocus mode, there is little that can stop us or distract us, even a full bladder. Unfortunately, holding urine does not strengthen the bladder, but weakens it over time. It might take a lot of practice, but we simply need to lean into our natural affinity for multitasking and go to the bathroom while we are doing whatever fun task we are absorbed in. We tend to adopt accents. Those with ADHD often become fascinated by ordinary things, and a foreign accent can be captivating. We tend to imitate accents without even realizing it, and sometimes this comes across as rude or fake, although for us it is harmless and unintentional. If we find ourselves in a conversation with someone who has an interesting accent, it might be helpful to warn them that we tend to mimic accents. It may not be a big deal, but it also might be best to warn others before it slips out. Alternatively, we can be self-aware and try to intentionally stop ourselves from mimicking. We suffer from FOMO. There is nothing more devastating to most people with ADHD than missing out on the fun. Most of us are always saying yes to invites and hoping to be included in events because we suffer from a crippling fear of missing out, FOMO. This is the reason so many of us stay up late. We are afraid that something exciting will happen while we sleep. FOMO can be exhausting, and it's healthy to practice missing out on certain events just so that we can condition our brains out of a fear response. We cycle through relationships. Those who struggle with ADHD tend to swing from one relationship to the next without being single for too long at any point. The beginnings of relationships are exciting and scary. Nursing a crush can be a dopamine rush, but going from one relationship to the next can end up being messy. We don't have to collect relationships. We can simply make connections with people and enjoy getting to know them. It takes a little practice to not see every attractive new friend as a romantic possibility, but it's a healthier approach in the long term. A lot of us have binge eating tendencies. Many with ADHD develop binge eating tendencies without even realizing it. Many different types of foods stimulate the production of dopamine. People with ADHD are nearly always in dopamine deficiency and in need of something to do with their hands. It makes sense that they would tend to binge eat. This is only problematic when it begins to affect our health, but certain medications help both ADHD and binge eating. It is best to consult with a doctor or healthcare professional. We have an oral fixation. Pen caps, fingernails, jewelry, accessories, clothing, and cables are not safe from a bored or anxious person with ADHD in their mouth. Like toddlers, we tend to chew on almost we can find, often without thinking about it. This can cause damage to whatever is within gnawing distance of us. Rather than binge eating or destroying stationery, practice keeping gum in your purse or pocket. You might as well have fresh breath while you are chewing away to your heart's content. We zone out of movies and shows. Those with ADHD have notoriously short attention spans. If a movie or series is predictable or slow-paced, we tend to switch off or zone out. This can be annoying for partners and friends who want to kick back and enjoy some lighthearted entertainment with us. A simple fix for this is to use closed captions or subtitles on whatever media is being played. Research shows that people with ADHD concentrate better when they have more than one point of focus while watching something. We don't have an autopilot function like others. Neurotypical people work on a set of automated routines that get them through everyday life. Waking up, showering, dressing, and having breakfast are all ordinary and natural ways for them to start their day. They do these little tasks without a second thought. Life is different for those with ADHD who do not have the same executive functions as others. We always have to consider what to do next, and few of us stick to any order of tasks to get through the day. There is no fix for this, but we might have to learn to accept that we function differently from others, even in the most basic ways. Those with ADHD take forever to finish their degrees. Many of us feel like we've been in school forever, even though we're nearing our mid-30s. People with ADHD naturally struggle to complete projects. When it's something that will determine our future, many of us are crippled by overthinking, anxiety, and fear of failure. Whatever amount of pressure we feel to finish our education, we need patience. We will get there. In the meantime, we might need more than one job and a partner or close friend who will be patient with us, while also encouraging us toward our goals. We're not pushovers, but we like being told what to do. Almost every person with ADHD struggles with structure, routine, and discipline. If it were up to us, we would live chaotic, exhausting, and unfruitful lives, and many of us do. It is a love language for some of us to have a friend, family member, or partner giving us prods or prompts in the right direction. Most of us don't want to appear helpless. We might even have a sense of shame about the fact that we struggle to accomplish the smallest of chores. The fix for this is something that many of us struggle with. We just have to ask for help. Redefining normal. Regardless of how common ADHD and other neurological disorders are, there will always be tension between us and our neurotypical friends and loved ones when it comes to everyday life stuff. What is ordinary for everyone else is not normal or easy for us. We often feel like we are a burden to others or just out of place. The truth is that we have to redefine certain terms and ideas. We do represent a type of normal. It's just different from everyone else's. Have grace for yourself and spare some for your friends and loved ones who don't quite understand you yet. It takes years for us to understand and accept ourselves, so be gracious to people. They may need to grow in patience. People with ADHD have unique strengths and abilities, but it takes time to find them and lean into them. Take your time and find the humor in your disorder. Doing so will help those around you too. If you are having a hard time dealing with any aspect of ADHD, there is help available. You might want to share your struggles with a Christian counselor in Texas. There are professional, empathetic people with a deep understanding of neurological disorders ready to help you. Contact our office today for more information. We can make an appointment for you with me or one of the other qualified Christian therapists in Texas.